This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. Welcome to the show. And as you know, we have been talking about the traffic, and Trevor has just done a tremendous job keeping us up to date on everything going on. There are a lot of fender benders out there. Obviously, if you are in any horrible traffic situation or blinding blizzard situations, as a passenger, we really need drivers to focus on the roads, you certainly can call us at 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. But things are going from bad to badder. Super bad on WBEN. Well, yeah, because I'm on the air. Duh. But, I mean, weather-wise, they're also not doing very well, and we need to check in, find out what's going on with meteorologist Andy Parker. Andy, thanks a lot for joining us. America's weather treasure is here. So what has been going on since, when did things take a turn? Because we're starting to get texts and callers referring to just horrible visibility.
Yeah, this morning, the snow that came down wasn't the big, fat, fluffy flakes, but it was more of a fine grain that created a greasy layer on the roads. Initially, the salt was handling it, and then the snow rates increased. The type of snow changed a little bit. They became larger, fatter flakes at times, and then began to stack up a little bit. Obviously, you know, the salt can only handle such a snow rate, and none of this is 3-4 inches an hour, but it is a steady half inch to inch an hour with bursts embedded in there, and that's just been coming down, and we're seeing a slow deterioration within along the roads, and of course it's a bad time. Now, the reduced visibility that you're talking about, Tom, there's been a burst of snow. It came across southern Ontario. It's embedded within the light snow, and that extended right through the city of Buffalo. It is now over Blaisdell, Hamburg, Athol Springs, Mount Vernon, Carnegie, Scranton, as we break out Hamburg, the northern sections into those. And it's going to move into some of the south towns and coat them with additional inch or two. Now, the north towns, I know we had kind of a general 1 to 3 covering on the day today, because some folks are going to see a little bit less, others a little bit more. But it was an all play. It wasn't relegated to one town or another, but the entirety of western New York seen snow today.
Now, for our friends at the FCC, what he said was Athol Springs, A-T-H-O-L. It's really a subdivision in western New York. I just didn't want to get a nasty letter and a $20,000 fine. Andy Parker, meteorologist, is with us on News Radio 930 WBEN. So, you know, it's really interesting because you talked about that greasy snow that many of us had this morning, followed by these big puffy snowflakes, which are just slowly wafting down, and in some cases in great volume for the drive home. What causes snow to change like that?
It's really the composition of the air above it, and then the dendritic growth zone is where the snowflakes take shape above the ground, and it's less about what's happening where you're standing and more about where the snowflakes are birthed up in the cloud and what kind of temperature profile they traverse on their way down, and that will change their shape and their size and the type of crystal, and you can get everything. There's snow that will fall as needles at times, and there's snow that will fall at these huge, fat, multi-sided crystals that kind of almost as if they're sometimes they're holding hands as they come down, and like 10 snowflakes in one. So it's really what it falls through to get to your tongue is what makes that.
Little daisy chain of snowflakes there. Okay, dendritic growth zone. Do you want to just give us a quick explanation?
Yeah, it's something that happens when you're in your teens and your body begins to change. it's really the element of the atmosphere where you have particulate that collides with the water molecules, and then they form a crystal. So everything up there is in the form of liquid until it bumps into a hunk of dirt, a tiny piece of dirt, and then that is what that super cool water will then crystallize on. And once it forms a crystal, then it can either get cycled up and down a few times within updrafts and downdrafts, or it can just pop into like you take a piece of popcorn, and it pops into a kernel and then just floats gracefully down within the cloud. And if the temperature profile in the cloud doesn't change, sometimes snow will form. It'll become a big, fat popcorn crystal up top, and then it will fall through a warmer section of the air and actually begin to melt a little bit, and then it becomes just a kind of a crusty crystal and hits the ground. And that's what will change the shape. So it's how the crystal, what it falls through on its way down.
Very interesting. Andy Parker, meteorologist, and our traffic guy, Trevor Hauer, has been talking about certain areas, and I know you mentioned some of them before, but south of the city where he's not really able to see much because it's so darned dense.
Yeah, that's happening right now. I would say Lackawanna. Once you go, let me zoom in, the small boat harbor, Tiff Nature Preserve, anybody taking the Skyway home is going to find an exceptionally slow go all the way down until you get to Highland on the Lake. So if you're taking Route 5, old Route 5, even 20 as it splits off, you're going to end up over by Walmart down there, Water Valley, all the way to North Evans. So that's where the heaviest snow is right now. That is going to track inland. So that includes the McKinley Mall area over by Blaisdell, over by the stadium as well. So it's going to get thicker in sections of Orchard Park there. Even southern West Seneca, that's where this kind of it's almost a round kind of mass, unlike the kind of a elongated band of snow. This is literally a blob that is just kind of rounded and amoeba shaped, sliding through the South Downs.
Kind of looks like a football with a bite taken out of the top.
There, yes, exactly.
And as I look at this, and I'm looking at the same data you are, It appears as though the city of Buffalo may be in for it during the afternoon drive, which is already a Mongolian cluster dance in many areas.
Yeah, watching the camera that I have in downtown Buffalo, it is a slow go. It doesn't take a lot to do that to the city, but they had that blob move through, and they will begin to lighten up, though, in between 6 and 8 tonight. So it's almost one of those where if you hop out, if you're like, well, if you get nervous, you look out the window and you say, I better get on the road now. Well, you and everybody's doing the same thing, trying to, you know, cut out early. This is one of those nights where you're almost better off just kind of waiting it out a little bit and letting everybody play bumper cars before you go home.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City. Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
As I look at the radar, too, it appears as though as we await the impending arrival of more snow south of Buffalo and snow in, it looks like, South Buffalo itself, that people in the Clarence area and parts of Amherst off Transit Road, they're also seeing some heavier than normal snow.
Yeah, it's a little denser up there as well, and that's going to include right in Clarence Center, East Amherst, up by Hunt's Corners. You could just call it Clarence. North of the Thruway, there's a pocket that goes up to about Pendleton, not quite Lockport. Lockport's kind of in a snow lull right now. They've kind of danced in and out of some of these snowflakes. So there's going to be spots that say, well, hey, all I had was an inch and a half of snow today. And someone's going to say, I got up to 4 inches in my yard. So the average is like 1 to 3 out there. There's going to be some spots that overperform by an inch. But here's the funny thing about when you start to see those big fat flakes, they'll stack up initially and you'll look at it and then you go in and have dinner. You come back out to tackle it and it's already kind of subsided. So if it drops 4 or 5, it'll reduce to 3 because of the water content of the snow. It's not a very heavy snow. The last few days, because of the temperatures being so cold, it's really more of a fluffy snow that initially stacks high. You can go put a ruler in it and absolutely you'll see 5 inches. But then you wait a couple hours and there's a lot of air in between those snowflakes. They stack well, but then they reduce back to shave about an inch or two off of whatever you see.
Wow. So it's not like lemon ice. It's more like a mousse.
Yes. A whipped topping.
So as we look ahead, Andy, I do hate to impose on you so gravely and so greatly, but can you give us what you see for the remainder of tonight into tomorrow? And I need to keep you on to talk to you about Sunday as well. So look into your crystal ball. So as we look ahead short term, Andy Parker, what are you seeing meteorologically?
This will begin the wrap up between 6 and 8 tonight for most folks. The flakes will continue to fly for the Boston Hills down into the hills of Chautauqua and Cattaraugus County. So we'll tack on a few more fluffy inches there. But for most folks, we'll be able to shut down the snow and you'll be able to scrape it tonight and wake up tomorrow knowing that temperatures will finally get back above 32 degrees. It'll feel like a heat wave compared to where we've been. We spent some time in the teens, but now we'll be at about 35 tomorrow. Even sprinkle a little bit of sunshine in between the clouds. Overall, a pretty nice day. No additional snow or worries, no winds. It's just a pretty decent afternoon. Going into the weekend, Saturday, a weather system comes in, but Tom, it looks like it may end up being kind of a slushy mix. So there'll be some rain and some wet snow. It'll be the opposite of this fluffy stuff, and it'll leave an inch or two behind in spots on Saturday. Not a pleasant day to be outdoors, but the temperatures, again, will be in the mid-30s, and that's why we're going to have that rain-snow mix. And I'm sure, as everybody has heard by now, the Ice Bowl is coming up on Sunday as a cold front comes in and just sends temperatures tumbling through the teens, and that'll set us into the single digits. And it looks like it might be – we haven't had 2 days with single-digit high temperatures since 2019, and that was in 1 month. They weren't back-to-back. They were just 2 single-digit numbers. But you go back to 2019, 2018, it's been that long since we've had back-to-back 48 hours of single-digit temperatures, which is what we're looking like next week.
That's going to begin when?
That starts Sunday in the teens. Monday drops to about 10, and then Tuesday, Wednesday will be pretty close. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday is kind of the core of the cold, and then we'll bounce back to the 20-degree mark on Thursday and into the 20s on Friday.
Oh, boy. And that's going to actually feel warm after the single digits. With the single-digit temperatures, are we also going to have winds that make it feel even colder?
Yes, we will. And it looks like that the wind chills will be right on the fringe of where schools that have a lot of walkers in their population, they start to consider, do we, you know, not have school that day? Once it gets to minus 20, minus 25, I actually talked to two superintendents today who really don't want to add any more snow days because everyone you do now tacks on another day at the end of June. And it's going to be very close to see when these wind chills come in. But some parts of the southern tier could be minus 30, which that's an easier call. But it is going to be some really cold weather next week. The Siberian Express, I think we've called some Arctic air, but this one is the core of cold right from the pole without any modification. So it's not going to have a couple days to kind of ease back up. This is the core of the cold coming right on top of us.
It's the deep state weather machine. That's what it is. I'm convinced. Andy, your advice for people driving right now?
If you have flexibility and you want to wait it out, you might end up getting to your destination at about the same time as if you walked out the door now, based on the speed on the roads. And it's going to get the conditions will improve in the next few hours as well, as the edge of that snow continues to slowly make its way closer to Western New York. I believe right now at last check, that edge of the snow is over by Port Colborne and Welland. So it's not too far away, and it will be sliding across us, and you'll see quite a decrease in the snow rate first in Niagara Falls and the Tonawandas, and then eventually into the south towns. Even though they're looking out at a pretty dense snow globe right now, those improvements will happen quite rapidly this evening.
Andy Parker, for those who want to be part of your world, the Andy Parker bubble, what phone number can they call to sign up?
You can find out and get the definition of dendritic growth zone just by texting me on my cell at 503-ANDY. So it's 503-2639. Text the word weather, and you'll get something right back. If you have a question about a commute or anything, events you've got, go ahead and shoot those, and we'll get answers back to you as well. Otherwise, if you're on social media, just type Andy Parker Weather, Andy Parker TV. The social media sites will direct you right into the content where we put the most detailed weather maps for snow and wind and whatever elements are coming online town by town for you.
There isn't a hermaphroditic growth zone, is there?
That I don't know about. I don't believe that's a different science.
Okay. I just curious. Thank you very much. I appreciate you, Andy. Andy Parker, meteorologist par excellence on News Radio 930 WBEN. And if you're driving, we are with you. Trevor has traffic. And you know what? If you're caught in a mess or you can't see or things are just a Mongolian cluster dance beyond all control, we're here for you. That's what we do. You may call us, 803-0930, *930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.